Joining us by telephone is candidate Patrick Kreitlow. Hello.
Hello, Larry. Nice to hear from you.
This campaign that you're in with Sean Duffy has become an expensive one. I understand it either has or is about to make the record for most spending in a congressional race in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and remember why that is. It's not because of the candidates themselves, but because of all the outside groups that have come in to spend money here. And you know, which begs the question, why is that the case? And it's a very, you know, easy answer. It's expensive because it's competitive. And it's competitive because Congressman Duffy hasn't done much for the district. And so when you have a vulnerable incumbent and you have a strong challenger, that invites a lot of outside money that wants to help the strong challenger, but it also attracts a lot of money from groups that want to prop up the weak incumbent and try to keep him in there for another term.
The money coming in is not just, say, the Republicans or the Democrats. There's a lot of outside special interest groups paying in on this campaign, too, isn't there?
That, exactly. Any group that can now play in the political arena, and thanks to the Citizens United case, just about everybody who can form a super PAC can come in, is coming in because there are only a handful of House races left in the country that are truly competitive. And so, yes, these groups want to come in and try to make a difference. They want to make sure that that a vulnerable incumbent is defeated, that a strong challenger is elected. You certainly do have still the cash being spent by the candidates themselves, which is about the only advantage that Congressman Duffy has right now. Instead of putting together a record, he's raised a lot of campaign cash, and he's been spending it, you know, like the proverbial drunken sailor, on attack ads in order to hide his record. So that's where you're seeing so much of the money come from that fuels these negative commercials.
Looking at the actual spending, comparing it, for example, to 3rd District, where Ron Kine and Ray Boland, the two combined have raised just a little over $1.9 million, where you and Sean Duffy combined have raised a little over $3.5 million. I don't know what the spending figures are, but I can see where the money's coming in. It's obviously a much different race.
Yes, it is, because it is so competitive. And again, there are very few competitive races left. By the time that the majorities in any given state get done with redistricting, they try to push their advantage. The big change here, of course, was that a slightly Democratic district got changed into a 50-50 district. So it was competitive from the get-go. This race has always been neck and neck, and it's going to stay that way right up until we find out who shows up to vote. And ultimately, you know, the Congressman Duffy is desperate. His poll numbers don't look good, and so he's trying to spend as much money late in the game as possible on attack ads. But I think that people are going to see through his lack of a record. They'll see through the ads. They'll see through all the money from both sides and ultimately decide that they want somebody better representing them in Congress.
I'll play devil's advocate here. Let's say that I'm Sean Duffy, and I say that a lot of these outside interests are spending equally on your efforts as well. What's the comparison as far as outside campaign money coming in, Democrat versus Republican?
Well, I don't know the exact breakdown, since you know my job is primarily doing the campaigning rather than you know the funding, and certainly not paying any attention to the outside groups. But I would dare say, and I say this with all confidence, when you look at any outside groups that are playing in this particular campaign, and you look at the ones that are supporting me, those are the ones where you're much more likely to see who is actually donating. What you see too often on the other side of the aisle are shadowy groups with anonymous donors. You're not really allowed to see where the money's coming from, and that's hardly a way to run elections. But, you know, this comes from a side that says corporations are people and that corporate donations should be able to play here. I'm running against a congressman who is one of the top two recipients of corporate PAC donations, whereas the vast majority, 90 to 95% of my Wisconsin donors are grassroots level donors. They give less than $250. In the last quarter, our average contribution was something like $53. It takes a lot more work to raise that kind of money, but it's worth it. It's the way we ought to fund campaigns. It's something that better reflects Wisconsin values, and I think that voters ultimately will want somebody in Congress who is going to raise their campaign cash closer to home.
I'll pass along a comment from one of my neighbors and see how you respond to this. One of my neighbors said, you know, all these super PACs, all these organizations spending money on behalf of a campaign or a candidate, It'd be nice to know who they really are and what the real backers are, the company, the people behind them, instead of just the PAC name.
Yes.
Do you think that would be helpful if there was some kind of disclosure as to who's behind these large organizations?
Well, that's exactly what we need in politics, is we need disclosure. We need transparency. In this instant information age, there should be nothing wrong with the voters knowing as quickly as possible who is actually putting money into a campaign. I have been behind such initiatives as a legislator. I would instantly be behind such reform efforts as a congressman. Our congressman now, Mr. Duffy, has paid lip service to the idea of campaign finance reform, but he's never gotten behind a serious proposal, and instead he is, you know, raising a lot of cash, over $750,000, from special interests like insurance companies and banks and oil companies, the same groups that he's propping up with his votes. And so you're not going to see from him any push to change the system because it's been so good to his campaign coffers.
Is it fair to say that some businesses, some of these other groups may support the Republicans? You may have equal support from the labor unions on the Democratic side.
Well, you certainly won't see it equal by any stretch of the imagination. What I'll have is support from, you know, the organizations that are made up of working men and women who can give a few bucks here and there versus, you know, the millionaires and billionaires who are simply investing a portion of their wealth into these super PACs to try to prop up incumbents like Sean Duffy, who vote to give them tax breaks rather than, you know, the middle class workers who whose donations help my campaign, but who frankly are more deserving of tax relief than people at the very top.
Looking at what I can see so far, looks like your campaign's raised a little over $1.1 million. Do you project that the campaign will break even, come out ahead, or be in the hole in spending when it's over?
Oh, it's always the goal of any campaign to raise what you can raise and spend it wisely and try not to have any kind of bills to pay when it's all done. You want to be able to say you left it all out there on the table, and that's certainly what we'll be doing here as well, especially in a race this close. There just isn't room for a cushion. We're going to spend every last bit here to make sure that we are motivating our phone banks, our door canvassers, putting gas in the truck and getting all over the district, obviously, with people that are attending from Superior to Wausau to Rhinelander to Hudson. So it's definitely our goal to make sure that everybody who invested in this campaign feels like we used their money wisely and successfully.
At this point, it's safe to project that you won't have a campaign budget that's in the hole when it's over. It should be pretty close to even what you raised.
Well, that's like any good operation. You want to execute your plan in such a way that every dollar is used wisely. That's certainly what we should expect of our elected officials as well, that they shouldn't have neither a major deficit nor a major surplus. If they're doing things right, they're making the right investments in their current operations, but setting up their infrastructure in such a way that they can operate the next phase, which, you know, hopefully is a campaign 2 years from now.
Everyone's favorite question. Anything you'd like to add today?
I would just like to add for anybody hearing this prior to November 6th, there's just no reason not to get involved and to go vote on Election Day. If all you're seeing and hearing about this campaign are the negative ads that are out there, I really feel badly for you, because there are so many positive people, admittedly on both sides of the aisle, but I'm going to stress my own, who come to these events, who knock on the doors, who make the phone calls. There are a lot of good people involved in these elections. Get off the couch, get involved, talk to people, get the facts, go to KreitlowForCongress.com, find us on Facebook if you want to learn more, because as much as I know people are dissatisfied with Congress, I want people to vote for somebody, and I want them to vote for me, somebody who's going to work hard on their behalf and give them a reason to think that somebody's on their side in Washington once again.